you ready for 7:21? All right, let's do 7:21, please.
Authorize contracts with 5 firms for on-call environmental site investigation services not to exceed $250,000 for each contract.
Fish. Mayor, this was originally on consent, and I moved it to the regular agenda simply because if you aggregate each of the contracts, it exceeds $500,000. But it otherwise would be eligible for consent because each of the contracts doesn't exceed $250,000. This ordinance would assist the Bureau of Environmental Services coordinated site analysis program in providing on-call environmental services for BES and other city bureaus. These contracts serve BES and other bureaus by providing environmental investigations for construction and maintenance of infrastructure, construction and maintenance of city facilities, environmental due diligence for acquisition of property, management of contaminated media, that's a different media, and hazardous waste, and investigations for the remediation of contaminated sites. And the principal reason I asked our team to come here, Mayor and colleagues, is that the MWESB participation on these contracts is estimated at 52.6% of the total dollars. And because we frequently challenge our friends in procurement and BES to raise the bar, this one is conspicuous. And I want to introduce Taryn Meyer.
Hi, I'm Taryn Meyer, and I work for the Coordinated Site Analysis Program for BES. We're in the Pollution Prevention Group. These contracts serve primarily BES and all other city bureaus. As Commissioner Fish explained, the contracts will be awarded to Cascadia Associates, Hart Krauser, GSI, Parametrics, and Northwest Geotech. 2 of the firms are certified. Each contract is $250,000, that total $1,250,000. These contracts will serve BES and other bureaus in helping with contaminated investigations through whenever we have like a sewer project or a street improvement project. We'll be using these contracts to collect soil, surface water, groundwater, sediment, and other materials to determine if there's contaminants of concern, and will help at construction help people handle this material. They also identify health and safety issues related to the work exposure. And the reason we were able to get such a high participation, the 52.6%, we've worked over the years to adjust these contracts and to encourage more participation by breaking the contracts up into smaller service categories. And we were able to give more firms access. They have less resources. We were also able to achieve a high participation through our outreach. We do pre-bid meetings and work with primes and subs for networking purposes, and then we also encourage participation through reviewing our proposals that have been chosen in the past so they can improve their skills.
Karen, I'm going to stop you there because I think that's the essential information, and I wanted you to take a bow for the good work, and you've laid it out. So thank you, and I'm going to turn it over to see if my colleagues have questions.
All right, thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else want to talk about this item? Okay, come on up.
Okay, thank you kindly. Bye. Hello, City Council. My name is Mary Rosalyn Nora Eng, and I would like to speak on Commissioner Nick Fish's Bureau of Environmental Services. Measure 721 to authorize contracts with 5 firms for on-call environmental site investigation services, not to exceed 2,500. How do you say that? $250,000 for each contract. So this is going to be $1,250,000. And It's very exciting that you're voting on this. One issue I would like to ask is what kind of contracts are going on? Are they no bid? Are these previous? Do we have a previous history with these companies? Are they new? Are they emerging? Are they well reputed? It doesn't really flesh that out. Maybe somebody in your office could send me more facts or more details or background vetting of how these people came on the job. There was a really fabulous C-SPAN thing about the EPA with Flint and the water crisis. And, I mean, soil and water are two different things, but they are obviously interrelated from an environmental angle. And I sat through like a three-hour hearing in Astoria on contamination zone. Immensely expensive. Could you hold my minutes? So, Mr. Fish, can you tell me what sites, are these just any sites, or are these generalized sites, or is this kind of like a slush fund for an emerging site or an emerging environmental catastrophe, or is it, are these specific sites that are already determined?
I think we should get those answers after the hearing.
Mary, we're compiling a list of all your questions, and we'll get your
answers. I'm so sorry. Well, then I will just be more general if there are no answers. So in terms of the Measure 721 to authorize these five firms, since the public is not allowed to know what the contamination is, much as we were not allowed to know the water in our children's schools or the teachers would be exposed to, don't know. So we probably won't have an opinion because the wool might be over our eyes. But I'm going to just continue to be optimistic and suggest that you guys know what you're talking about, that you're as passionate about the environment as I am. But you must understand, we the citizens are becoming very educated due to the internet and our literacy and our social networking. So we're going to have more and more, and more questions like this. And so I'm thrilled that I can be here and that I can utilize my 3 minutes allocated per item to ask these questions. And I can be patient, and I enjoy the presentation, and I find it much more exciting if we had more scientific data about what is actually being cleaned up and from what sources and contaminants and any liability issues with toxic dumping in the Portland area. And thank you very much.
Hello, I'm artist Laura Vanderlyn, and I just don't know about this company that's doing the cleanup and where they're from, but I really would suggest that any company that does any type of environmental cleanup, that they be local. That they be local, because if they're not doing their job, it's very difficult to protest in front of their house and try to get answers because they're not from here. And when you don't have local businesses, they don't really care about the local issues in our local area or the people or the environment. Please, I beg you to keep it local. We have too many outsiders in the city of Portland, like Rosenbaum and Watson, that are hurting people here in the city. Thank you. I will yield my time.
Yes, my name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Watchdog PDX. If I heard correctly, you stated that there were two firms out of the five that are certified. So are you stating that three of the firms are not certified, and I have a
MBEs, or as minority women or emerging small businesses, not certified technically to do the work?
Okay. The reason that's relevant, Lightning, and you're a close watcher of this, is that there are not enough firms that are certified in the pool. So in this case, we're pleased and proud that there were two certified firms that were actually selected, and that's the best way that we can create opportunity.
They're all technically certified in the engineering stuff. So
yeah. Very good. I just wanted a clear understanding on that. Another issue I have is, such as on this property on 5020 North Interstate Avenue that's being purchased not to exceed $2 million, and it's possibly going to have some environmental issues. So if we call one of these companies and they go out there and they come back with a price tag that is, let's just say, more than the property's even valued, I'd like to have in these purchase agreements some stipulation that states that if, due to the environmental audit, if it exceeds, say, $500,000, we will not proceed forward with the sale. Because a lot of times, once we get into these sales, it seems like, well, let's say the environmental audit comes back at about $1 million plus, then it's just thrown onto the public. We're going to take care of it. That'll be part of the expenses on the environmental cleanup. Somehow we'll defer that off and end up taking care of that. I want stipulations in these purchase agreements, because a lot of properties out there that people want to unload and they can't seem to do it are because of the environmental concerns. So if the city steps in position, I want them also to have a cap on that cleanup, to where they say, if we exceed that amount, we're going to step away from this deal. And that's what our people that we have brought in have stated. There's no purchase. That's the end of discussion. I want to make sure it's contingent upon that. And you understand where I'm at, because sometimes these properties, the environmental cleanup will cost more than what the original purchase price is. And that's why they can't move the inventory out in the marketplace. Thank you.
That's a good point. Thank you very much. Thank you all. Okay, let's take action on this item.
I want to thank and congratulate the team at BES for a splendid job and for meeting a very high bar on this contract. Aye.
Holtzman.
Yeah, good work. This is a very impressive number on minority women and emerging small business contractors. Great. Aye.
Novick.
Good work. Aye.
Fritz.
Agreed. Aye.
Hales.
Aye. Okay. Let's